Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're spending time with the Wangs. Oh. The Wongs.
We are.
The Wangs or the Wongs?
Wongs.
The Wongs, of course. It's Meet the Wongs. That's right. Our favorite family is going to be having a lot of fun. Aww. And since it's a family story, and since it's May,
Mother's Day,
it's a very good bet that it's all about Mother's Day. Now, we know that Mrs. Wong is a hardworking and loving mom. She puts up with a lot from her kids, especially Jimmy and Timmy. So let's just hope that this year for Mother's Day, they will do something nice, they will do something simple, they won't make mom's life more difficult, and they won't burn down the house trying to cook her breakfast or something like that.
Maybe.
But I think it's not going to go so smoothly.
No.
Never does with Jimmy and Timmy.
No, but I think Jimmy and Timmy, they're trying to do something nice for
mom. Well, good. That's,
now,
they
this
should.
Year, they're going to send Mrs. Wong a Mother's Day card. So they're going to send her a card.
They're going to send her, it's very hard to kill anyone with a card.
I know. And also, this will be some great ideas for you guys because whenever we write cards, we're like, what should we write on the card?
Oh, that's right. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
And because we have Jimmy and Timmy, they're going to show us some very interesting sentences.
Oh.
So let's take a look.
Okay. To Mommy Dearest.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Mommy, I will always love you more than cookies.
Mom, sometimes you annoy me, and sometimes we don't agree.
But I still love you.
Happy Mother's Day!
Thank you for loving me even when I make you mad.
Happy Mother's Day!
Thank you for taking care of me.
Even before I was born.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's your special day, so I'll spoil you.
I'll clean my room today.
I'll try not to give you a headache this year.
Happy Mother's Day!
You're lucky to have a child like me.
I'm even luckier to have a mother like you.
Word power.
Cookie. Cookie. I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. Mad, mad. The cat will get mad if you pull its tail. The cat will get mad if you pull its tail. Take care of, take care of. Sherry took care of her father when he was sick. Sherry took care of her father when he was sick. Headache. Headache. I can't think clearly with this terrible headache. I can't think clearly with this terrible headache.
So let's hope that their greeting on the Mother's Day card, what they write, we often call that their greeting, will be a little more interesting than Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
I love you.
Love Jimmy. You know, you're the best mom in the world.
You're great.
That's okay, but, you know.
Have a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, let's hope they put a little bit more thought into it. Well, the first one that we see there is, hey, that's not bad. It says, Mommy, I will always love you more than cookies.
Or chocolate or ice cream.
You know, for some kids, cookies are super important.
Yeah, I love chocolate chip cookies.
Absolutely. So cookies are very, very popular and then a favorite food of kids. So if your kid says, or if a kid says, I love you more than cookies, that's pretty good.
That means a lot, Mom. Yeah. Okay, 所以第一个我们要介绍的呢，就是可爱版的给母亲节贺卡的一些很可爱的句子。第一个蛮有创意，就是妈咪，我永远爱你更胜于爱饼干。当然，你也可以代换其他你爱吃的东西，那你妈妈就可以感受到你有多爱她哦。像是chocolate ice cream or anything that
video
you
games.
Yeah, video games.
I love you more than video games.
I think
your
mom will really appreciate that because, you know, a lot of kids nowadays, they always play video games.
Absolutely.
They're always in their rooms, you know. Okay, but we saw the word cookie.
We did. Now let's look at this word cookie. It's a word power word. It's a noun. It's spelled C-O-O-K-I-E, and it's the best food in the world, cookie.
Cookie.
What is a cookie? It's basically a sweet type of food. We often eat it as a snack, maybe as a dessert, but it's more commonly eaten as a snack. A cookie is basically not quite cake and not quite bread. It's a little bit crunchy. Usually it's very sweet, and we might add extra flavor to it, like chocolate, or we might add some raisins in there, some butterscotch, all sorts of wonderful sweet things can get made into a cookie. They're about this big. You bake them in the oven. You can eat them with your milk, and they make a delicious snack. For example, I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. How about you? Do you like cookies?
I love cookies.
Are you a cookie monster?
I was going to say I used to love Cookie Monster when I was a kid.
I liked him too, but I always noticed he wasted a lot of cookies.
That's true.
He's a character on that.
Is he really enjoying the cookies?
Flying all over the place. I'd be like, hey, man, I'll eat those. He's that guy from Sesame Street.
And he's
right?
blue. Yeah. And Elmo is the red one.
He's got the googly eyes,
too. Yeah, Elmo's the red one.
Yeah, okay. We don't like Elmo. He's boring.
No, Elmo's cute.
No, he's boring.
Cookie Monster 很可爱，就是饼干怪兽，但是 Elmo 也很可爱，是一个是蓝的，一个是红色的。那 Cookie 呢，就是饼干。那其实饼干有很多口味，像是我个人很喜欢 Chocolate Chip Cookie。Okay, so I was hungry. 刚刚的例句提到就是我很饿，所以我喝了一杯牛奶，又吃了一些饼干。And sometimes on Christmas Day,you want to give Santa some cookies.
Because
he delivers...
He's fat.
True, but he delivers...
You should give him carrots.
I don't think he's going to like that.
He's going to give those to the reindeer. Okay, you can give Santa some cookies, but light cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the article, it says, the next sentence we have here is, it's okay. Mom, sometimes you annoy me, and sometimes we don't agree, but I still love you. That's kind of nice.
That's kind of like us.
Right? Sometimes you annoy me, you bother me, sometimes we argue, maybe we don't agree, we don't have the same ideas.But I still love you.
Okay, I agree with
this
one.
Which is honest.
Because my mom, she likes to nag all the time.
Does that annoy you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it used to bother me more. Okay.
Okay.
所以有时候呢，妈妈可能会感觉到怎么样，有点烦了。Annoy 就是惹恼你的意思，跟 bother 的意思差不多。那有时候呢，怎么样，两个人可能会 don't agree, 就是意见可能会不同，因为 agree 这个动词有意见一致这样的意思。可是最重要的是最后那一句 ,But I still love you, 但我还是爱你哦，妈咪。
Well, that's pretty nice. There you go.
Okay.
next one we have, it says, Happy Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's pretty standard. Thank mm-hmm. you for loving me, even when I make you mad. Oh, that's, this is my favorite so far.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for loving me. Thank you for always loving me, even when I'm annoying, even when I make you mad or make you angry.
Yes, I know you're annoying.
It happens.
Yeah.
But you still love me, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
好，对，没错，麦格老师有时候真的有点烦，可是呢，他大部分还是人很好哦。所以 Happy Mother's Day, that's a standard Happy Mother's Day. 对，就是个贺卡会写的。可是后面他接着就是麦格老师目前还最爱的句子，就是谢谢你，即使在我惹你生气的时候，还是一直爱着我 ，mad.
Yes, sometimes kids do make their parents mad. Mad is spelled M-A-D, it's an adjective. Now, mad is an adjective that is very similar to angry. We're talking about our feelings when we're really upset, we want to kick something, or when we're turning red in the face. Ooh, that guy, oh, I'm going to get him. I'm so angry, I'm so mad. It can also actually mean crazy, right? If you see a mad guy, a madman, he might be talking to himself or doing weird things, and there's something wrong with his brain. That's an older way of using it. Today, generally, if we say I'm really mad, it doesn't mean I'm really crazy. It means I'm really angry. Something happened and it made me upset, and I'm not sad, I'm not going to cry. I feel like I'm going to explode. For example, the cat will get mad if you pull its tail. Don't do that. The cat will get mad if you pull its tail, and when the cat gets mad, you can get scratched. It's not nice to make
pets or animals. Can I try pulling your cat's tail?
No, don't do that. He might get mad and then he'll scratch me.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's like he probably will just scratch it. Okay,
possibly.
好，我们来看一下 mad 这个字。其实呢 ，mad 跟 angry, very angry 的意思是差不多，就是生气的，它是形容词。不过常常呢，在片我们可以说 he drives me mad。这时候呢，也是可以有生气的，或者 mad, a madman 也是可以有这种很疯狂 crazy 这样的意思哦。
Mm-hmm.
OK, 那我们刚刚提到就是 Mike 老师可能不想要我对他的猫做这件事情，就是如果我拉那只猫的尾巴 tail, 他可能就会 get mad, 会抓狂耶。OK.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on to another thing you might write in a Mother's Day card. Mm. This one says, Happy Mother's Day, OK.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking care of me,even before I was born. Oh, that's kind of a nice feeling, right? Because a lot of kids forget that before they were born, their mom carried them around for 9 months and didn't feel good and had a sore back and couldn't sleep. And, you know, being pregnant for that long for many moms is not a very comfortable thing. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for eating right and exercising and making sure when I came out...I was already very healthy. Usually it's not that fast, right?
It's not,
hey, baby, no. It takes a long time and some pain, too. So thanks for all of that, Mom. Thanks for making me a healthy, happy baby from the first day I was born. That's nice.
这个也是在感谢妈妈就是很辛苦生下我这样的意思。可是她用比较俏皮的说法说谢谢你即使在我出生前呢那都一直照顾着我，即使不是现在而已哦，是出生前就开始照顾了。因为妈妈怀孕很累耶，九月怀胎还会吐啊，或者是腰酸背痛的。And take care of is our word power phrase.
That's right. It's a verb phrase to take care of. Three words: take, take care, care, and of, of. Take care of.When you take care of something, you are responsible for it. You are the one who's in charge. You are the one who should make sure that nothing bad happens to that thing. If you're an older kid and your parents go out, they might say, take care of your little sister until we come back. Make sure she doesn't do anything and get in trouble, get hurt, or anything like that. If you have a pet, you should take care of your pet. You have to make sure it's happy and has enough food and exercise. And also, of course, when when you're traveling or when you're outside of the house, you should take care of your things. Don't put your bag down and then walk away from it. Don't leave your phone on the table and then walk off to the washroom. Someone might steal it. It might get broken. And that would be too bad because you didn't take care of it. You didn't watch out for it and make sure that nothing bad happened. For example, Sherry took care of her father when he was sick. Sherry took care of her father when he was sick, like a nurse.
I know. I didn't take care of my cell phone. That's why I got lost.
Oh, see?
But I found it again.
Good, and now you take better care of it.
Of course.
Good.
如果手机不见，你就会特别的一直在找说，哎。 我的手机在哪? Okay, take care of 就是有照顾的意思, 不过也有小心, 就是要, 可能就是要小心这样子意思。 Okay, 像是Sherry呢, okay, 他在他父亲生病的时候, 他有照顾他, 所以 take care of 后面通常是接人啦, 或者是动物等等。 而born, 我们刚刚有提到这个字, 它就是出生的意思, 它是来自于 bear, B-E-A-R, 这个动词, 然后它的 动词三态的变化是 bear, bore, b-o-r-e, born, b-o-r-n. 所以它通常 born 这个字出生是用于被动式，然后后面我们不接 bio. Okay, so let's take a look at the next sentence.
All right, the next one is Happy Mother's Day. It's your special day, so I'll spoil you. I'll clean my room today.
That's my favorite sentence so far.
That's a good one, but cleaning your room isn't really spoiling your mom.
It's
doing what you should do.
Oops, sorry, mom. Yeah. Okay, 所以下一个听起来其实不只是Timmy跟Jimmy, 还有我个人的, 就是母亲节快乐, 这是你特别的日子, 所以我要好好的怎么样, spoil 有这个宠爱啦, 或是犒赏你这样的意思, 所以我今天会好好的怎么样, 整理我的房间, because I have a super messy room.
Yeah. I guess if you're really spoiling your mom, you would clean your room and then you would clean the rest of the house or her room as well. That's being extra kind, spoiling her on her birthday. Okay, our next one reads, I'll try not to give you a headache this year. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. That sounds like a Timmy and Jimmy sentence.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're trying too hard, but I guess if you're a really bad kid, that's actually quite nice.
Okay, 所以其实对妈妈来讲没错，只要今年会试着不 让他头痛, wow, 其实就感觉是一个非常好的 gift, 最好的礼物哦, headache.
Headache, it's a word, power word. It's kind of two words made into one, headache. H-E-A-D-A-C-H-E, H-E-A-D-A-C-H-E, headache, headache. As I mentioned, headache is actually made up of two different words, head and ache. And if you take those two words and understand them, you understand what a headache is. This is your head. An ache is a pain. When something hurts, you have an ache in your back, an ache in your leg, an ache in your sore muscles. So head pain, when your head hurts, when you feel like, oh, you can feel the blood throbbing and, oh, be quiet, oh, turn the lights off, oh, I have a headache. My head really hurts inside. Not because I hit it, but something's going on inside. For example, I can't think clearly with this terrible headache. I can't think clearly with this terrible headache. Maybe I'll go lie down for 20 minutes. Actually, that's funny. I went to bed with a headache last night.
You did?
Yeah, I woke up. I was fine. So often a headache, just give it some time.
Oh, or sometimes you might get a headache before you have a cold.
Yeah, that can happen too. Yeah, headaches are normal.
感冒前有时候一个征兆也可能是你有头痛的症状。因为 headache 就是头痛的意思。当然其实你也可以用不同的身体部位再加上ache, 因为 ache 有疼痛的意思。Like toothache 也是一个字哦, 或是 stomachache 肚子痛, 或是 backache.
Earache.
Okay.
I've got an earache.
耳痛. Okay. So 刚刚的例句就说, 剧烈的头痛让你无法清晰思考。 Okay, last sentence.
And here's another good one. You're lucky to have a child like me. I'm even luckier to have a mother like you.
This is a good one. Save the best for the last.
That is pretty nice.
Okay, 你好幸运可以有像我有个像我一样的孩子，我更幸运可以有像你一样的妈咪。 Okay, 所以这里呢，我们看到 luckier， 它当然是 lucky 的比较级。想要知道更多有关比较。 高级的用法，当然要听一下我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box 找亮点。
各位大家好。 曾经魔法世界闻风色变的 You Know Who 就是被我打败了，我就是传说中的巫师头顶闪电哈利波特。哎，你们这些麻瓜呢可能认识我，但是呢不认识我的死对头。我的死对头呢就是呢马粪同学哦，他自以为呢，哎，他家很有钱，很了不起，每次呢都喜欢欺负我。He thinks that he is smarter than me. 他自以为呢比我还要聪明哦。He thinks that he is smarter than me. 啊，比我还要聪明，真是超级超级讨厌的。要不是呢他有两个保镖呢，我一定会跟他决斗。我们中文呢说人外有人，天外有天，做人呢不能太骄傲，因为呢好还有更好。英文里面呢也是一样的，形容词呢也有比较级，就是呢我们中文说的比较怎么样。例如呢马粪觉得他比较聪明，聪明呢我们记得呢就用形容词 smart， smart 就是形容聪明的、哦、那比较聪明呢我们要怎么样啊比较呢，记得我们就在后面加上一二smarter， 就是呢形容比较聪明的。既然是比较，当然呢就要有两个以上才来做比较咯。比较的句型呢就是 A is 比较级形容词 than B， A 比 B 更怎么样。注意到呢我们连接 AB 的单字呢就是 than， THAN。 OK， 举个例子，聪不聪明呢我不敢说，但是呢我肯定比马粪同学更强壮。 I am stronger than he is， I am stronger than he is。 Strong 就是形容强壮的，我们后面呢一样加上一二， stronger 就是呢比较强壮，我比马粪强壮， I am stronger than he is。好了，所以呢我们现在知道比较级呢就是在后面加上一二，但是呢事实上呢它的规则呢是有很多不一样的变化哦。首先呢第一种呢规则变化呢就是我们刚刚讲的，我们在形容词后面加上一二，例如呢我们刚刚讲的 smarter stronger 这些字呢就是在形容词后面加上一二，表示比较怎么样。那如果呢是三个音节以上的呢，三音节的字有什么，例如说呢 beautiful 很美丽的 beautiful， 你会怎么变呢？我们在后面加上一二吗？那会变成 beautiful， 那就变得太长了，太难念。所以呢，我们要在前面加上 more， more 就是比较多的了。more beautiful， 比较美丽的。这个呢，就是三音节以上的形容词的变化了。例如呢，我们班的妙丽呢，长得很漂亮啊，她呢，比马粪他们班上那些女生要漂亮多了。She is more beautiful than the other girls in his class. She is more beautiful. 她比较美丽哦。OK， 以上呢是我们规则的变化咯。那呢如果你看到呢形容词后面结尾是一二，或者是呢当我们三音节比较长的字前面呢加上 more， 你呢就可以猜到这个形容词呢就是我们比较级的形容词咯。但是呢我们前面讲了两种是规则的变化，第三种开始呢就是呢有一些顽固分子它呢是不规则变化的，而且呢还差很多哦。这个呢就必须呢要靠你的记忆力来把它背起来啦。哎呀，谁这么讨厌呢？哎，其实呢就是我们最常用到的那几个形容词咯。例如呢形容好的我们说呢 good， 例如呢 I am good， 我很不错，我是个好人。假如说呢是比较级呢我们要怎么说呢？ I am better than him， 我比他更好。 I am better than him， 我比马粪呢要好多了。 good 的比较级呢记得呢要变成 better 哦。相反呢我们说比较差比较不好的我们呢会说bad， OK， he is a bad guy， 他是个坏人。如果呢要说诶他比我还糟糕，他真的是很糟糕的一个人， he is worse than me， 他比我还要糟糕， he is worse than me。 bad 呢我们的不规则变化就要记得呢它是变成了 worse， OK。 同时呢我们提醒你咯， than 呢后面呢我们通常是加上受格，例如呢 he 要变成 him， she 要变成 her。然后呢当我呢记得 then 后面加上我，不是加 I 而是加上 me 咯。风水轮流转，虽然呢人都有比较，但记得不能太骄傲啊。
Wait for it, it's review time， 复习时间到咯。
And it's a review time game.
Yes it is. Are you ready? Is your brain working?
No, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. All right, let's see.
I better not get too confident.
You're standing in a line and someone pushes in front of you. You're standing there waiting for the bus.
I'm angry. I'm mad.
It comes along and splashes water on you. Ooh, that makes you mad. Very, very well done. If someone gives you a baby to look of, look, to, for one
night. Take care
I almost said it. That's take care
of
you take care of babies or pets or, you know, valuable, important things like that. Okay, here's another one. Oatmeal raisin.Peanut butter.
这个是我最喜欢吃的饼干口味。
Mint chocolate chip.
Cookies.
Those are different kinds of cookies.
I love
oatmeal. I like oatmeal raisin. A lot of people don't, but I do.
Subway has that. Okay.
It's the cookie you can eat and not feel bad. You're like, oh, this is healthy.
It's healthy.
It's oatmeal and raisin. Okay. It's not chocolate.
燕麦葡萄干.
Still lots of sugar.
的饼干.
And let's say you watched too much TV last night. Let's say you were playing outside and you didn't drink enough water.Let's say you're sitting at home and the people upstairs are going, gang, 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 gang,
headache! I hate that!
You would get a headache after a few hours of that.
And they always do it early in the morning.
Of course.
On...one of those days I wanted to sleep in.
Yeah, it's like, Saturday. Gong, 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 gong. Yeah, Saturday at 8 a.m. is a good time to go. Gong, gong, gong. Yeah, no, don't do that on the weekend. It's not nice to people.
You'll give us a headache.
Exactly. Okay. And it would also maybe make you mad.
I know.
But then you just have a cookie.
And then your mom might take care of you after that.
Possibly.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow for day two. Bye.
To Mommy Dearest.
Mommy, I will always love you more than cookies. Mom, sometimes you annoy me, and sometimes we don't agree, but I still love you. Happy Mother's Day! Thank you for loving me even when I make you mad. Happy Mother's Day! Thank you for taking care of me.Even before I was born. Happy Mother's Day. It's your special day, so I'll spoil you. I'll clean my room today. I'll try not to give you a headache this year. Happy Mother's Day. You're lucky to have a child like me. I'm even luckier to have a mother like you.
Cookie, cookie. I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. I was hungry, so I had a glass of milk and some cookies. Mad, mad. The cat will get mad if you pull.Its tail. The cat will get mad if you pull its tail. Take care of. Take care of. Sherry took care of her father when he was sick. Sherry took care of her father when he was sick. Headache.Headache. I can't think clearly with this terrible headache. I can't think clearly with this terrible headache.